This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday and getting into June and summer, although it's still snowing in some parts of the country here. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations here. So let's get right on into it here. Okay, if you are in Ohio, there's been a state of emergency declared in multiple counties there. They're still dealing with this horrendous weather. I mean, 11 days straight of storms and tornadoes. There have been more than 500 tornadoes in the U.S. during the last 30 days. That is definitely an unusual streak of weather, to put it delicately here. And between the tornadoes and the flooding, they're declaring states of emergency all over. So please take care of yourself if you're near that part of the country. Keep your eyes out the window. Keep alert. Keep your radio, your news radio on. And stay safe. Be ready to move if you have to here. Okay. Now, addressing a press conference in Dubai on Wednesday, earlier today, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton declared that Iranian underwater mines were likely used in an attack on four international oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz a week and a half ago, including two Saudi vessels. But of course, he didn't present any evidence nor show the precise nature of the damage. Now, we've all seen the photos. The damage was above the waterline. So if the Iranians had used underwater mines, they would have been underwater. The ships would have been in far more trouble. Whoever placed those limpet mines placed them above the waterline. It was just for show. It was a false flag. And they didn't get flaming, huge, burning tankers for the news. So they basically called it off. But Bolton is still out there saying that Iran probably used Iranian naval mines for the UAE oil tanker attacks, and described it as sabotage near the Fujairah Emirate and the drone strikes 2 days later on the oil pipeline. And again, no evidence. We have no idea who really did it, but Iran is in the crosshairs, so let's blame Iran. Let's just go on out and blame Iran and say, Iran did it. The Iran is the bad guys, and we're just going to blame them for everything. Tornadoes in the Midwest, it's Iran. They've got a weather-changing machine here. Anyway, the United States is now accusing Russia of conducting low-yield nuclear tests in violation of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. And basically, U.S. intelligence is saying that Russia has been secretly conducting these very low-yield nuclear tests up by the Arctic Circle, which is a violation of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. This is being reported in the Wall Street Journal. And the alleged test conducted at the remote archipelago of Novaya Zemlya above the Arctic Circle come as the agreed-upon arms control framework between the new nations has shown signs of deteriorating as both sides pursue ambitious programs to develop new nuclear weapons. Well, I think this is a clear case of the pot calling the kettle black, because we know the United States is trying to upgrade their nuclear arsenal, and I'm sure they're conducting tests somewhere, if not the Nevada desert and the Australian outback. France used to conduct their nuclear tests in the Tahiti archipelago. In fact, many years ago, I was in Tahiti during one of the tests, and I felt the ground shake. So those are big bombs out there. I get very concerned over this development of nuclear weapons. I mean, let's be very honest. Russia can't physically invade North America, nor can the U.S. Army physically invade Russia. So when war comes between Russia and the United States, it's going to be long-range missiles. It's going to be nuclear warheads. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. All righty. Huawei has gone to court. And they're trying to basically get the courts to declare the national security ban unconstitutional. And so they filed a motion in a Texas court seeking a summary judgment on the constitutionality of the Trump administration's decision to prohibit U.S. companies and government agencies from using Huawei equipment due to national security concerns. The motion is the latest development in a lawsuit that Huawei first filed back in March, challenging Section 889 of the National Defense Authorization Act, signed into law back in August, which barred federal agencies and their contractors from buying Huawei equipment. Now, that prohibition has since been expanded by executive order to cover most American companies. The trade war is getting really, really serious out there. Okay, pardon me. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Okay, apparently White House advisor Jared Kushner, the chief architect of the deal of the century, is embarking on a tour in the Middle East to rally support for a U.S. engineered conference in Bahrain next month, where the initial stage of the peace proposal will be unveiled. This is going to be the carrot component, where they're going to say, we're going to give lots of money to Palestine. And then when they come on out later and they said, well, this is all based on Palestine giving up their right of return and various things like that. So we'll see how that goes. By the way, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his cabinet have been hit with a lawsuit that seeks to block their holding a cabinet meeting in Israel on the pretense that it makes it impossible for Floridians to basically come on in and watch what they're doing in the name of transparency. So we'll see what happens on that one here. Now, here's a little bit of arrogance. Brigadier General Sharon Efik, Israel's military advocate, has basically told the International Criminal Court to butt out of the IDF's affairs, saying that Israel can probe its own alleged war crimes. You know, really, you know, we can take care of these. We can look at our own war crimes. There's no need for the ICC to come in here. So we'll see what happens there. The position of Israel is that the International Criminal Court does not have jurisdiction to discuss the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Talk about arrogance and chutzpah. Over in France, activists are still having a protest battle, if you will, with ships that are attempting to pick up weapons to take to Saudi Arabia to use in Yemen. And French rights groups ACAT sought on Tuesday to block the loading of what it said were munitions onto a Saudi Arabian ship docked in southern France. Now, pressure is mounting on Paris to stop military sales to Saudi Arabia ACAT said it had filed a legal challenge to prevent the vessel from taking delivery of its cargo. The Bahri Tabuk, it's the name of the ship, is due to load French weapons for Saudi Arabia, one of the main belligerents in the Yemeni conflict. It added that it is mobilizing and is calling on civil society and local networks to prevent these munitions from going to Saudi Arabia. Now, another Saudi ship left France's northern coast 2 weeks ago without a cargo of weapons after dockers threatened to block its arrival in the port of Le Havre. So people are beginning to stand up, fight against the forces of war. And I think that's a really good thing. Okay, over in the Balkans. Boy, don't you just wish some of these places would steady down and stay kind of peaceful for a while? Anyway, Kosovo forces are raiding in Serb-majority areas. This is creating a new round of tensions in the Balkans. Apparently back on May 28th, that would have been just yesterday, Kosovo Police's Regional Operations Support Unit carried out mass raids in areas of compact settlement of ethnic Serbs in the northwestern part of the breakaway region. ROSU units, reportedly supported by over 70 vehicles, detained more than a dozen ethnic Serbs, mostly persons influential in the local community. Besides this, the ROSU briefly detained and beat a Russian member of the UN Interim Administrative Mission in Kosovo. The targeted area is 90% populated by Serbs who refuse to be part of the self-proclaimed Republic of Kosovo. ROSU actions faced resistance from the local population. According to the Kosovo side, at least two police officers were injured. Several media outlets also reported gunfire, but no details of the supposed live fire usage have appeared so far, meaning nobody got hit, which is a good thing. Okay. Donald Trump came out the other day and basically contradicted National Security Advisor John Bolton and Japanese President Abe, saying that he wasn't concerned with North Korea's short-range missile tests and that he is confident that they don't actually violate UN resolutions. Now, we have not heard anything from the United Nations at this point. Okay, but a lot of people like Bolton and Abe are saying, oh, yes, these are serious matters, these short-range missile tests. And so there's a little bit of an impasse happening there. But Trump, I think, is trying to soft pedal this in the hope that he's going to get Kim Jong-un back to the negotiating table. But so Trump basically came on out and said these North Korea short-range missile tests did not violate UN sanctions. These missiles cannot reach Japan. They cannot reach Guam. They cannot reach here in Hawaii. They certainly cannot reach the North American continent. Now, I think if Trump really wants to get Kim Jong-un back to the negotiating table, the first thing he ought to do is release that tanker, that cargo ship, rather. Just send it back home. That would relax everybody on this thing. There's another story. This one's over in the Daily Mail. And it says that Donald Trump has soured on his National Security Advisor, John Bolton. Apparently, he's insulting him in private. And Bolton, of course, is traveling to the Middle East to try and gin up support for a war in Iran, which Trump says he does not want. So apparently Trump has grumbled about Bolton in private at his Florida golf club to advisors and even to mega donor Sheldon Adelson, the conservative casino owner who backs Bolton. So apparently it's a very strained relationship, and Bolton is attending this emergency summit of Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia. where Bolton, who's previously advocated for harsh treatment of Iran, reassured allies the U.S. is being responsible when it comes to Tehran. Responsible meaning we're going to start another war. I think it would be a wonderful thing if Trump got rid of Bolton. And if he's talking to Sheldon Adelson, who is Bolton's primary supporter, I think it's serious. I think Bolton could be gone in another few weeks and we could have another national security advisor. Oh, to get a peacenik in there, what can I tell you? All right, well, the big news today, and it's just completely swamping Fox News, is that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is retiring from the Department of Justice, and he came on out with this very bizarre statement where he said charging Trump was not an option because of Justice Department rules, and saying that in point of fact, the investigation didn't actually clear the president of wrongdoing, just that they didn't find enough evidence to charge him. And of course, the Democrats are freaking out about it and saying, yeehaw, yeehaw, we can go forward on this one. So the Democrats are ramping up their calls for impeachment. Trump has tweeted the case is closed. And one has to wonder just why Mueller felt he needed to come on out and make this statement. You know, that they couldn't prove that Trump was guilty, but they didn't prove that he was innocent. That's a very bizarre statement. It's an either-or situation. You either prove they're guilty or you presume they're innocent. But Mueller's out there saying his team did not have an option of charging Trump with a crime because of Justice Department policy. He's blaming it on that. And he said, if the team had confidence the president did not commit a crime, the special counsel's report would have made that point. But Mueller's office is now officially closed here. Christopher Steele, the author of that fake dossier with its salacious claims about Donald Trump and a couple of prostitutes in a Moscow hotel, is refusing to cooperate with Attorney General Barr's probe, and basically saying that Steele, who's a former Russia expert for MI6, will not answer questions from Prosecutor John Durham, named by Barr to examine the origins of the investigation into Trump and his campaign team. Now, obviously, the origins of where that dossier came from are critical to understanding exactly what happened. We know that Christopher Steele was paid a great deal of money. It was laundered through Fusion GPS, but it originated with the Democratic National Committee. It originated with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I can understand why Steele doesn't want to talk about this, because he might wind up in Fort Marcy Park, or wherever it is that Seth Rich wound up. Now, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff is predicting that two top officials will resist President Trump's move to declassify intelligence connected to the Russia investigation. And Schiff is saying that CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats might, if the pressure becomes too great, follow the example of former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and resign rather than release the information. Okay, let's grab a phone call here. Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, Mueller says that it was because of the DOJ rules that he could not charge Trump with a crime. But when Barr gave his testimony, he made that point for sure. He said he asked Mueller three times when he talked to him if it was because of the rules of the DOJ, and he said And Mueller said, no, that's what Barr said. So they're in conflict. They're in conflict. They're
okay, Don, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Don in Iowa. And Don, you were telling us that this idea that this is all because of Department of Justice rules really doesn't bear out in the wash. Don, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Mueller, I don't like the guy at all. You know, I don't want to say anything really bad about him. But he's a scumbag, you know, and he was involved also in everything he's done his whole life is just total subservience to his deep state masters and just lying, cheating, stealing. And he was involved with the Whitey Bulger case.
Yes.
And, you know, Whitey Bulger, they protect the FBI protected him, and some of them got paid off, and one of the FBI guys actually helped murder somebody. They were in the mob with Whitey, and then when Whitey took off and went on the lam, they didn't try to catch him. They could have caught him, and they kicked the U.S. Marshals off of the case, and Whitey Bulger was hiding in L.A. in Santa Monica, and he went. There was the first movie made about Whitey. There were two movies. The recent one was Johnny Depp, but the first one was with Jack Nicholson. It was loosely based on Whitey Bulger's life. And Whitey went to the premiere of that movie in San Diego. They weren't looking, you know, they didn't think, well, maybe he'll be here, you know. They knew, they had tips that he was there. And it wasn't until they brought the U.S. Marshals back into the case, and then immediately they caught him. And as soon as he got caught, not long after that, he was murdered. So the whole thing stinks. Mueller stinks, you know, and I hate it when these people say, oh, he's an honorable man. That's bull. He's not an honorable. There's nothing honorable about Mueller. He's a scum of the earth human being. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, certainly, I mean, I'm having to wonder why he's coming out today with this statement. I mean, the case is over and done with. They came out with the report. They didn't find any evidence of collusion, you know, and why does he feel he needs to come out today and say, well, we couldn't actually prove him innocent. We just couldn't prove that he was guilty, knowing that this is going to be fodder for the Democrats. So, yeah, somebody bought him. Or somebody twisted his arm. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I've called before, and I've told you that there's no way in hell that Mueller is ever going to testify before a congressional committee or any committee because of, like your previous caller talked about, what dirt that he's been involved in. He's about as dirty a cop as existed. And today was a classic bitch move by Mueller. I mean, now he says, after this, I'm not going to talk anymore, ever, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, the Democrats will buy into it and say, well, he gave us this rejuvenation of our whole scam, so we'll let him. We're not going to subpoena him. So the Mueller, the chance of which I was really hoping to see, you know, the Mueller before the Democratic loony squad in Congress, and then have the Republicans like Jordan question him about with the Steele dossier and Hillary and all these other crimes that he's been involved in. The other thing that's interesting is AG Barr happens to be in Alaska at the time, so I'm sure this was a surprise for him. And then he gets a few things. He gets a cheap shot at Trump on his way out. He gets to, reinvigorate the demoralized deep state, who knows the D-class is coming. And quite soon they're going to be being frog marched to their indictments. On several levels, I can see exactly. I mean, to anybody that's somewhat informed, you can see what he's doing. I mean, he's a dirty cop rat. Deep state assassin. He failed in his attempt to get Trump. He's throwing a bone to the Democrats. And meanwhile, he says, I'm not going to talk anymore. You know, and meanwhile, he's got the nerve to sit there and say that just because we didn't indict Trump doesn't mean he's not guilty. And then meanwhile, well, where's your evidence? You know, I mean, if you got evidence that he's guilty, I mean, he turned, you know, all our rules of law once again, you know, it's kind of like Comey did with Hillary. I mean,
yes.
if they're guilty, say they're guilty and indict them. If they're not guilty, just don't indict them and don't talk about it. That's what you do as a rule of laws. You either indict them and that's your statement of their guilt, or you don't indict them and you don't talk about it. I think Trump should sue them for a slander. I mean, you can't just sit there and say, just because we didn't indict him doesn't mean he's innocent. I mean, what the hell is that? Don't indict him, and that's it.
Joe, I need to put you on hold. You got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. We're talking about Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the very strange and bizarre announcement that he made today, where after issuing a report that says we found no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, he felt obliged to say, well, it may have happened. We just didn't find it. And, of course, that is fodder for the Democrats to start screaming about impeachment.
Yeah, you know something, Mike? This guy is supposed to be a man of stature. And this is his quote. He says, if we had the confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. I mean, what the hell is this investigation about? I mean, if you had evidence, then he committed a crime. Indict him. If not, shut up. I mean, it is just unbelievable that a man at his so-called stature and, oh, the Bob Mueller, we all know that Mueller is a deep state assassin and a criminal, a bad, dirty cop. He's as dirty as they get. But
yeah.
I think we all ought to be cheerful that this is going on, because this tells me that the deep state is in big trouble. They're to have him to get on the horn and get him to come out and do this. First of all, he won't be go before Congress. That ought to tell you something. And then for him to pull this stunt tells me that all his buddies, Comey and all of them, are sweating bullets, and they know the hammer is about to fall. And that's what we've all been waiting for. Personally, I think Trump should speed this whole thing up to get that D-class information out there right now and possibly declare martial law the minute he gets any signal intelligence that they're attempting a false flag. That would be, if I was Trump, I'd send the word out through the intelligence agencies and such that if we get any kind of info that there's a false flag in the works, we're going to declare martial law and allow this process to play out through civilian channels. But personally, I think the deep state are such a bunch of maniacs, they might pull some kind of a huge false flag to save their system. And before that should happen, once again, I think the president should, I'm sure they're monitoring all the intelligence. They have the good guys and the bad guys, obviously. And the minute you get any kind of word that there might be something in the works, I think that we need a state of martial law to prevent it. We can't have another 9/11. And I think that Trump has the justification, and I really hope they don't stall on these declassifications of all this information. Because that's really, I mean, I saw panic in Bob Mueller when I saw him today. And when I saw his little move, and I'm never going to ever going to talk about it, I thought of a petulant little child. I mean, really, this guy is supposed to be, like, so great. Lindsey Graham and both sides love this guy. What a clown. What a little bitch clown. And if that's the best the deep state has, boy, Trump should be able to roll him up real soon. And I hope he does, because he can't wait too long. I know he likes playing games. It's almost like, a cat with a string. But I think these are dangerous people, and they have to be treated as dangerous people. So
I agree.
That's my opinion.
I agree. I've been saying all along, it's time for Trump to put on those presidential brass knuckles.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's so many like trigger points in the world that they can ratchet up and start a war that I think that they really have them all electronically being monitored to the point where maybe they have been somewhat defanged. But there's probably some dangerous people out there that want to, what do they call that when you're playing a game and you're losing and you just throw the game up the board? You turn it over, overturning the board. You know, I could just see them doing that. These are crazed, lunatic, demons, really.
Yeah.
And they're as corrupt as they get, and they belong in prison. And I'm just hoping that I get to witness that. And the one thing
that
worries me
too. I'd like to see that happen, especially with Hillary. I'd like to see her marched off to jail with handcuffs on, after everything that they've done, going back to Vince Foster. Okay, well, Joe, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Aloha. Listen, when are the Democrats are going to stop? Please, Democrats, stop it. Poor JFK must be tearing in his grave right now. But that's not why I'm calling, Mike. I'm calling in regards to World War II in Germany. Why was Germany not aware that an attack was going to come from Normandy, and they were more like concerned with Pas-de-Calais?
Well, it was a deception operation. I mean, the only ones who knew where the invasion was going to actually happen were the overlords, and that was a very small group of people who were very well protected. And they put out a lot of disinformation. They used General Patton. They built a phony army around him aimed at Calais because of, some of the political problems he'd been into. They even had these inflatable tanks and artillery pieces that they were putting out on display to fool the Germans into thinking it was at Calais. And on D-Day, when Normandy was being stormed, much of the German military was at Calais and remained at Calais on the orders of Hitler himself.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, so apparently Mad Maxine Waters is out there on a rant again another tweet storm. And she's calling President Trump a traitor and a porn star fornicator. And just a lot of this abuse and invective, none of which is productive. But it does, I think, illustrate the degree of childishness that our political system has descended into in the last year, where it's just this name calling and abuse. That other caller was right. Trump should sue for slander. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. The United States is now threatening Europe with a loss of access to the U.S. financial system. And this is all because of their continuing to do business with Iran and not use the SWIFT system. This could very well turn out to be hoisting with our own petard, because more and more countries would like to not use SWIFT anymore, because that is the weapon that the United States uses to enforce its sanctions. If you're using SWIFT, you will do what the United States tells you to do. If you're off of SWIFT, well, then you get to go your own way. So the U.S. is threatening penalties against Germany, Great Britain, and France, who are still continuing to do trade with Iran, despite the U.S. sanctions. I think the world is getting tired of U.S. sanctions. I really, really do here. Okay, China has issued yet another warning. Don't say we didn't warn you, which is a diplomatic term usually reserved by Beijing to signal the start of an armed warfare. In this case, what they're talking about is a threat to stop exporting the essential rare earth elements that are needed for nuclear power plants and LED lights, smartphones, laptops, and so forth. If they cut those off, yes, the United States has got some rare earth element mines. They don't have enough to meet our domestic demand. So this is a serious, serious threat. So China has announced it's seriously considering restricting exports to the United States of rare earths, 17 chemical elements used in hospital scanners, nuclear power stations, LED lights. China accounted for 80% of rare earth imports between 2014 and 2017 to the United States. That is a serious, serious matter, to be without those rare earth elements. Okay. According to Bank of America, job cuts in the auto industry are now the highest since the so-called recovery began. We were reporting yesterday that some 38,000 auto workers worldwide have been let go over the last few years. And part of it is due to the increasing use of automation. The other part is due to shutting down shifts. People aren't buying the new cars. People are sticking with the older cars. We've got this overflow lot, bottom of the hill. It's just jam-packed. They can't move product. Don't talk to me about a recovery. It's just not there. And by the way, the stock market is not doing well today. Okay. Down in Mexico, there is a bank, Monex Casa del Bolso, a.k.a. Holding Monex. It's a Mexican financial institution founded in 1985. It is one of the world's largest providers of commercial foreign exchange. On its website, Monex says it engages in both corporate and private banking and boasts that it is an institution formed by leading companies in financial and payment businesses that provide services and specialized products in the national and international market in an innovative manner with the highest ethical and quality standards. Blah, 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 blah. Now, Monex Casa del Bolsero provides banking services to foreigners visiting or doing business in Mexico, as well as many American expats living in Mexico. Mostly retirees, they have to navigate a society with few legal and financial protections than they get in the U.S. And unfortunately, those Americans recently discovered their money in their Monex bank accounts has simply disappeared. Now, this is a prestigious bank. This isn't just some hole-in-the-wall shopping center, you know, mom-and-pop, you know, dad's bank. This is a major bank, and now they're starting to pillage their American clients' money. Now, maybe that's part of the hostility from the immigration issues. Maybe it's just because Monex is in trouble and needs the money. But if you are an expat, an American expat, a retiree in another country, you might want to think about having your money spread out among multiple banks and have some in silver and gold in your home. Don't tell anybody it's there. You'll get robbed. But just spread it out. Don't put it in one bank where it can all of a sudden disappear. All right. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we're going to mention it again. Amazon, the doom of brick and mortar stores all over America, they're now planning to cut their ties with thousands of small vendors. And Amazon has announced, as of yesterday, they're going to cease bulk ordering for thousands of mostly smaller suppliers. Now, this was being reported by Bloomberg. Amazon is disputing the report. And Amazon is saying that we informed Bloomberg prior to publication of their article that their sources and story were wrong. And Amazon said, we review our selling partner relationships on an individual basis as part of our normal course of business, and any speculation of a large-scale reduction of vendors is incorrect. Like any business, we make changes when we see an opportunity to provide customers with improved selection, value, and convenience. And we do this thoughtfully and considerably on a case-by-case basis. So I don't know who put out that headline that Amazon was cutting thousands of small vendors off. And obviously for those small vendors, it's good news that Amazon is saying, no, it's more fake news. So I'm wondering where Bloomberg got this and why they went ahead with it when Amazon made the point of contacting them and saying, no, this is simply not true. Okay, down on the southern border, We Build the Wall, which is this nonprofit founded by triple amputee veteran Brian Colfage, boasts former White House chief strategist and former Breitbart executive Steve Bannon as its director, while former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is the effort's general counsel. And they have built a mile-long segment of border wall on private property. It took them only 3 days to do it near El Paso, Texas. So we're starting to see more and more private parties. Over in New Mexico, where there's another crowd-funded wall being built, the mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, has issued a cease and desist order to the private group that raised millions to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, basically saying they don't have the appropriate permits for construction. And so they're basically saying you can't build that wall. And they still have the GoFundMe out there. They've raised $22 million. But apparently this mayor of Sunland Park has just decided, no, you don't have the appropriate permits. You can't build that wall here. So they issued the cease and desist order yesterday. And I imagine this is going to go to court. Now, Pope Francis is out there comparing Trump's border wall to the Berlin Wall, which was built in 1961 to keep East Germans from escaping to West Berlin and freedom. Well, I think the Pope is a little out of line there, comparing apples and oranges. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Pope Francis, who's comparing the border wall on our southern border to the Berlin Wall. And it's a bit of a reach because the Berlin Wall was built by East Germany, not West Germany. And they were trying to keep their people in. Now, maybe if Mexico was building the wall to keep their people in, you might have a legitimate comment. But the Pope is obviously a globalist and open borders person. Except, of course, they've got some really huge walls there at Vatican City. I know I've been there. All righty. Apparently, Ilhan Omar came out with a tweet that suggested Latino immigrants aren't capable of competing in a merit-based immigration system, which is Donald Trump is saying he wants to bring in. You know, if you have something that you can bring to our society, you're in. Otherwise, you're out, which I think is perfectly fine. So Ilhan Omar came on out and said, well, this is going to discriminate against Latino immigrants. And Ted Cruz came on out and said, you realize that what you're saying is racist. Anyway, so Omar is out there being basically saying that any restrictions on immigration are racist. They're not racist. Illegal is not a race. And I get tired of the same arguments over and over and over again. Because we have a right to protect our borders, to protect our indigenous population from this flood of illegal immigrants. And by the way, National Geographic is running a show right now based on the book, The Hot Zone. And I'm not going to give away the surprise and happy ending. But we know right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo, there is an Ebola outbreak. It is infecting humans. It has a 60% lethality rate. And they can't get a control on the people who are carrying it. So what happens if some of those people make it to Mexico and walk across our open border? Anybody stop to think about that? That would be a serious, serious problem. Anyway. All right, we're coming up here on station identification. We'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.